go to 1 Corinthians 15. Because the Bible teaches that we are to bury our dead, not cremate the dead. And it's disturbing today how in our once Christian nation, a lot of these Eastern practices have come in, and now people are opting for cremation in order to save money. Now, I understand that people want to save money. They're losing a loved one. They're already going through enough, and they don't want to be saddled with that additional financial burden. And I wish that our society would make it cheaper and easier for somebody just to bury their dead. Something so simple and everyday has become expensive and complicated in a lot of places. But you know what? I think it's just the devil's plan to get us on this heathen pagan practice of cremating the dead. It is not biblical. The Bible teaches the burial of the dead. We could go to many scriptures on that subject. I'm not going to for sake of time. But in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 42, it says, "So is also the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor." Wait a minute. What does it mean to be sown? To be sown is a seed that's planted. Okay? A seed is buried in the earth. And then a new plant grows up. It says, this is the resurrection. It is sown in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown in dishonor. It's raised in glory. Look at verse 44. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. What does it picture when we bury our dead? It's a picture of the fact that they are going to be bodily resurrected one day. This is why this is what Christian people have done throughout history. They bury their dead, and it is symbolic of the fact that they will bodily rise again. Well, what would cremation symbolize? I mean, what do saved people have as their destiny? Hey, being resurrected to be caught up into the air to meet with the Lord and to be forever with Him in heaven. Whereas, what is the fate of the unsaved? To burn in hell. Yeah. And isn't that what would seemingly be pictured by cremation? Now, obviously, whether a person is buried or cremated has nothing to do with their salvation. But it is symbolic, nonetheless. Right. And why would we want to symbolize burning up of the body when we should be symbolizing that the body is planted and will rise again? That is the Christian teaching of the Bible. And so this thing of cremation is not godly.